It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, on 89.1 FM, your weekly food guide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this week, we're going to get a little bit of, we're going to do some food, but we're going to get healthy.
Yeah, you've been kind of on that kick this month. That's good.
Well,
you and everybody else.
Well, everyone else. You know, it's after the holidays and after New Year's. Everyone makes these New Year's resolutions, and usually it's all about getting healthy for probably the next two or three more weeks, and then everyone goes back to Dan's laughing at me.
That's kind of like against what it's supposed to be. It's
right.
Like it's not you're supposed to like do it as a lifestyle, a permanent change.
Permanent change.
You know, form the habit.
You know, and if
they say it takes like 21 times to form a habit?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, this is the time to do it at the beginning of the year. You can kind of like target the time you started and see
it's
how
like
long
a benchmark.
You can make it. You're right, make it last. And we want you, the listeners, to call in and tell us how we can make you healthier, how we can make you feel alive with some energy. And we have the guy here today to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and visit with Dan Chapman from Sunrise Health Foods. He's got five locations, but the one that's really nearby here is the one in Valparaiso. So we're gonna talk with him soon. Sharon, what's going on out there? Except for all the fog, I'm going to take my chef knife back with
and
me.
And cut through it.
So I can get back home.
Yeah, right.
To the restaurant. You know. So anything going on out there?
You know, East Chicago Police Department's still looking for, police officers. They're hiring for cops.
For cops, huh?
Yeah, and they're accepting applications through. You're writing this down.
I know.
Planning on starting a new career?
I might.
You could be like a cop chef. they're
take
looking
hors d'oeuvres out to the scene.
31st, yeah, why not? 31st is the
finger sandwiches.
There you go. I'm sure that everybody would really appreciate that. That would be a morale booster, big time. You know,
other than donuts, right?
You're getting shot at, and then all of a sudden, here's a Chef Nick Saganaki.
Yeah, I'll flame it in front of
that's
you.
That's gonna make you feel better.
Anything else going on?
Let's see what else is going on. Well, the screenings at the Indiana Dunes National Park. They're having screenings of national park and outdoor-themed films. They have this whole series. They're having another one. I think it's the last one of the month, January 26th, and the film is about Mount Rainier National Park, which that would be kind of cool, interesting. So, yeah, and this is at the Indiana Dunes Visitor Center, which I don't know if you've ever been there. It's like a movie theater.
Is it?
Or in like an auditorium.
Yeah, I've never been there.
It's nice.
Yeah, you know what? And the weather's so nice, it's hard to believe that's the end of January.
I know. We are really, knock on wood, it's being very generous with us this year.
You know, I was meeting Dan out in the parking lot, and I didn't even put my coat on
or
anything.
I can say it's because of climate change, but, just make people mad, some people, you know.
So it's so foggy and so nasty. What mode of transportation are we going to Sunrise?
We got to be safe about this. We're going to.
You got a foghorn?
Yeah, we're just going to.
Oh, there you go.
This is going to keep us.
Yo, we're in our.
Can't really see anything.
Yeah, I know. But we're in this dinghy. Isn't it called a dinghy?
I'm rowing it.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress, actually.
This is actually good for you.
To go from here to Valparaiso.
By boat.
But you know what? At least you got the foghorn going. You think they hear us? You got a light? Any kind of light?
Yeah. I'm shining it right now.
You think Dan can see us?
Sure.
Oh, there's Dan. Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I see something in the distance coming up.
I know, and I shot my flare gun out, and now Dan sees us. He's going to pull us into Sunrise Health Foods.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Perfect.
This makes it easy.
My goal is to help these New Year's resolutions be an all-year deal. So not just healthy in the short run, Nick. We're going to work on the whole year, okay?
The whole year.
I'm going to give you enough good information, hopefully, to reel you in for the whole year.
I'm going to go for the long-sighted game, not the short-sighted game.
Well, we got Dan here, Dan Chapman from Sunrise Foods. I'm going to step out of the boat here. I didn't get my shoes wet or my pants wet at all.
Good job.
Real good job. So we got Dan here from Sunrise Health Foods. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Sunrise Health Foods. You got
Sunrise Health Foods. Dan was here in February of 18.
Okay. February of 18. Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe you looked familiar. I was going to say, you know, you look familiar.
And since then, Dan has done his grown store-wise, product-wise. He's got a lot more to talk about.
You know what? I was here in February of 18. Yeah, you do look familiar. That's awesome. So I want to hear everything what you have to say.
So what we're going to do is a little brief background on Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And just telling us his background, years of operation, some of your locations.
You
and then we'll get in some healthy stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. So Sunrise Health Foods was started in 1961 by my mom and dad. So when it comes to healthy history, we definitely have it. My mom started, again, in the early 60s to change her own life first. My mom was pretty sick as a young lady in the 1950s and really changed her life around by changing her diet, incorporating different aspects of nutrition and herbs. And boy, as her health improved over time, she just started helping the community around her. And they opened a store in 1961, way before health food was popular, before most people even thought about changing
the
look. Yeah, absolutely.
Back then, what was healthy? Wheat bread.
Right. Yeah, that's what we looked at as wheat bread. But for her, it was just changing little things that for her seemed to cause issues. You know how every once in a while you get that individual that's more sensitive than somebody else? And I know gluten's a big issue that you talk about a lot, Nick. And we've got some individuals that react more so to gluten than other people. And not that that was a direct correlation to my mom, but it kind of gives you an insight into some of the things that she did struggle with. She had to be very particular about the food that she ate. And she found that when she was careful about her food and when she ate food that was nutrient dense, over time it really improved her health and changed the way that she was living. And so I grew up with a mom who was incredibly passionate about food and what she fed her family. And so if you look up, you know, background for me, I've honestly been working in the aisles of Sunrise Health Foods since I was a young boy. Mm-hmm. And so I love it. I enjoy it. I've learned so much about food and nutrition and herbs along the way. And we've been able to do some really fun and special things for our customers that, you know, we've helped improve their lives, just like my mom, thousands of times over now over the years.
Now back then, you know, when she didn't feel good and these situations are happening, now people go in for these tests. Did she go in for tests or she just kind of self-diagnosed herself?
Yeah, so it was a little bit of self-diagnosis because you're right. At that time, there really wasn't any place to go that she could find. And it took years for her to even get an idea, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of her self-diagnosis with food came into just eliminating foods initially to some very, very basic foods and then paying close attention to how does she feel when she's eating this simple food. And then 5 days later or 7 days later, she would incorporate one more food into her diet and see how she felt. And so it was a slow process. But for her, that's really where her life started to change dramatically because there was no other way for her to, hey, I'll take a test and see which 100 things I can't handle today. She had to do that work on her own.
Wow. It was a whole process of empowerment and a process of elimination.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah.
I mean, your mom must have been a really strong, take the bull by the horns type of person.
She did not give up easily, and I'm thankful for that.
Great.
You know, and
yeah.
No one back then thought about celiac or anything like that, and she discovered that eating the wheat products bothered her.
Yeah, I mean, she ended up traveling around the country studying with individuals that were herbalists and really deep into this and just gathered a lot of knowledge herself. She became a certified clinical nutritionist over the years and just poured into her community. And, you know, I was able to be a part of that, which was a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Folks, before we get going on, we got Dan here from Sunrise Health Foods out of Valparaiso and four other locations that he'll tell us about. And we want you to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And Dan has gift cards to Sunrise Health Foods out of Valparaiso. You know, we brought you in before and I kind of ask you questions, but this time I want you to talk about what you want to talk about because you have something
absolutely
really exciting to talk about.
So I do a couple of things. I run and I own Sunrise Health Foods, as we've talked about. I also own another company called Red Remedies. It's Red, R-E-D-D, mm-hmm. Remedies. It's an herbal supplement company where we specialize in designing formulas to solve health problems. Interestingly enough, my master herbalist that leads my formulation process is from Valparaiso and lives there.
Okay.
She is one of the smartest young ladies I've ever met when it comes to herbal medicine and how to design a formula to solve problems. And today, I thought we would talk about stress. We're early in the new year, and I don't know about you, but everybody I know has more stress than we need to have.
And we got to pay the bills from the Christmas presents.
That's right.
Sometimes there's like stress on top of the stress.
Yeah. I mean, Sharon, this is perfect for Sharon.
Yeah, right.
What we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things I find is there are different types of stress, and sometimes it kind of matches our different personalities. You know, we were talking before the show that some individuals, you know, they're healthy, but they are just working and going at it, and they have physical stress, right, all day, going at it, working hard, and their life is just full of lots of physical stress. And then there's other types of stress where it's a lot more emotional. You know, an individual maybe in a conversation or they see other things going on and they take kind of the weight of that on emotionally. And then the third type is more of a depressive stress. So you can kind of see the different personalities in that, physical, emotional, and then a bit depressive. And there are three different ways to help those individuals with some herbs that are really pretty remarkable to help manage that stress response that happens in those bodies.
And you brought them on. And Brian actually took a picture of these items, and they're on our website if you want to view them. But what do you have? Because there's actually three different kind with three different names, and they kind of do three different things in a way.
Absolutely. So we have three formulas at Red Remedies that we targeted for these different, I'll say, stress personalities.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is True Energy. And it, if you are that individual who life is busy and I'm working hard and there's a lot of physical stress.
You mean like a guy that maybe went in the morning and made a bunch of chicken noodle soup and cleaned two fryers and made some Alfredo sauce and the chicken grape nut all right and then cooked it? Oh, I think that one's for me.
And then is he hosting a show now too?
Yeah.
That guy? Yeah. Yeah, something like that, right? So in life is pretty good, right? But you're busy, busy, busy all the time, you know, and you never stop. And so that individual, like, I mean, there's days while you're feeling energy, boy, when you quit, you kind of crash because you've been going a million miles an hour. And so we have a formula called True Energy that's going to help support your body in the middle of that stress. And so I know sometimes that same individual, when they're tired, they're going to consume stimulants because we think when we're tired or fatigued, all I have to do is take a stimulant and that's going to help me get through. But stimulants are temporary. And they're not helping my body. Whenever there's a stimulant involved, yes, sometimes there's a nice upside, but there's always a crash coming afterwards. We have a very different approach with True Energy, where we're going to nourish your body specific to the things that get depleted under physical stress. And then we're doing something we kind of call modulate that stress response. Stress in the body is the great robber of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's physical, emotional, or more of that depressive stress. So what we want to do is we want to modulate that stress response. We want to create balance in the middle of that stress. The result of creating balance in the middle of a stress is you automatically have good and a lot of energy physically and mentally. So I don't have to push or stimulate you. We just have to modulate that stress response and nourish the things that kind of get burned off because of the stress. You know, no different than when we're driving down the expressway and we're going 80 miles an hour instead of 50.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going 80, you burn more fuel, right?
Right.
And so we want to add some specific nourishment for those that are going really fast because of physical stress. That's True Energy.
Okay.
That formula does a really wonderful job of that. So maybe if we talk specific about some of the things that we're nourishing in this case, is we're nourishing the adrenals, the thyroid, and the liver.
Okay.
The adrenals, thyroid, and the liver, if any one of those organs / glands are not functioning optimally, you're going to be tired. So we're simply giving good nourishment to make sure that those can function well. And then we use some herbs called Asian ginseng and rhodiola, which are going to help with physical stress. And they're really remarkable at that. The sensation that you get with True Energy is not stimulation, no shaking, no jittery. It's a very high-level, stable energy throughout the day. Physically and mentally. And the beautiful thing about True Energy is we don't have to, you know, manage when we take that to make sure that we, you know, come down off of that energy to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because with high levels of stable energy, when we're not stimulating your body, there's nothing to come down from, right?
Right.
So when it's time to fall asleep, we're going to go to sleep. It works just fine.
Is that something you would take just in the morning? Or
Yeah, actually, it's a great question. My favorite way to use True Energy is first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And actually, when I go to bed at night, I put a glass of water on my nightstand and my bottle of True Energy. When I wake up in the morning, I take two capsules of True Energy. I drink some water. That's the full dose. I'm done for the day. You know, and people ask, well, then how long does that last, right? We want to know, is this the 5 hour, the 7 hour, the 12 hour?
Is it like a time release or something like that?
How is it going to make you feel, too?
When you address energy by way of nourishment and modulating stress, there's no end point to it. So it's probably best described as eating good meals throughout the day. When you give your body good nutrition, you simply feel good, mm-hmm. right? You don't have to wait to go to sleep after a healthy meal because you haven't been stimulated. You've simply been nourished. So okay. The herbs that are in here are nourishing herbs specific to adrenal function, thyroid function, and liver function, all of which are absolutely involved in energy production in the body. So we're going to nourish there, and then on this side, we're kind of modulating that stress response because under stress, more energy is robbed from my body. So nourishing and working on stress, the result is, again, high levels of energy physically and mentally throughout the day without a stimulant sensation.
Now, they're not cleansers, though. It's just nourishing.
Absolutely, that's correct. They're not cleansers. And so when I say liver, I know oftentimes whenever you say the liver, people think, well, we're doing a detox, we're cleansing. But what's interesting about the liver, while it definitely is a filter for the body, that's only one of the jobs that the liver has. So in addition to filtering, the liver's main job, you know, I'll kind of describe in the body as a manufacturing plant or a processor. So it's taking nutrients and things in the body that are not active and useful, and the liver converts them to forms that our body can utilize. So as an example, your B vitamins, when you take them in food or a supplement, in the liver, they are changed to an active form of B vitamins. Your fat-soluble vitamins are converted in the liver to a form that's useful. Hormones and enzymes in the body are converted in the liver to forms that our body can utilize. So the liver is so much more than just a filter for toxins. It is a manufacturer or a processing plant. If the liver is stressed in its filtering job, it won't process well.
Okay.
If it doesn't process well, you're going to be tired. And to be honest, there's going to be a whole list of things that we're going to have to deal with. And so that's the beautiful thing about True Energy. When we nourish the liver, in order to give it kind of the food it needs to function well and be healthy, we fix all kinds of stuff in addition to producing energy in the body.
So it's like a domino effect.
100% correct.
So
yes.
You know, I think me and Sharon were talking about this the other day. Like when one thing goes out and if you don't get it corrected or you just deal with it, it becomes a domino effect. Mm-hmm. It inhibits other parts of your body. It makes things go bad and
absolutely
inflame and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and that's also really true of stress. So if we talk about that as well, I believe stress is one of the most damaging things that happens in our body. And so if we look at the short-term stress, and we all deal with short-term stress, our bodies are actually remarkable at handling and managing short-term stress. I mean, we can do that almost like it's not a problem. But where the issue comes in is when that short-term stress doesn't go away and it turns into chronic or long-term stress.
And what's a sign of that? Is it somebody being jittery or is it just gain of weight or, you know?
Oh, okay. What are the symptoms that somebody could experience? And that's the thing. It could be one of many, just like in the game dominoes, right? Yeah. We might have 100 dominoes lined up, and I might have one domino missing, and you might have a completely domino missing, and you might have a completely different one yet, right? And so what is the symptom? It could be far and wide and varied because stress is involved in digestion. It's involved in cardiovascular function, immune function, emotional health. On and on and on.
Right. So you don't take care of the stress, somehow it's going to domino down to a digestive problem.
Right.
Or a weight problem.
How do you know that the products you're talking about, that they nourish the liver, have you tested them and what were the findings?
Yeah. So great. You know, how do you know? That's a great question. There's two places that we go. The first place that I love to look at is historical use. And we can document literally thousands of years of historical use of herbs in different healing cultures around the world. Like Ayurvedic medicine, which is Indian medicine, which has a long, long history. Probably the longest history of herbal use is in traditional Chinese medicine, where they've literally been using these herbs for thousands of years. And so I don't discount the impact of an herb when it was used in one of those healing modalities. When we look at what they said 4,000 years ago about an herb, and then we match that up with a study that might have been done 5 years ago or 2 years ago on that same herb, it is remarkable how much the current research supports what they believed to be true thousands of years ago. I've seen it over and over and over again. So we always start with the history, looking back to see what they say and learn from that. And then we look to the modern research that's been done in order to document that, yes, in fact, that is what's happening. And making sure that we're using the same plant, the same part of that plant, that we are extracting it in the same way that it was extracted. Because we want to make sure that we mirror what was done thousands of years ago. And we find that when we mirror that well, we get really remarkable results. So that's some of the things that we look at. And you know, when you look at studies for herbs, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of studies today on herbal medicine.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and talk with Dan, Dr. Dan, it seems like, from Sunrise Health Foods out of Valparaiso. And he's got gift cards. So give us a call, 769-9577, and find out how to get some more energy in your life. So the other one here, At Ease.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that one.
Yeah, so At Ease is a little bit different than True Energy in that this one is designed most specific for that individual whose stress is more emotional. Okay, so I mean, you might think about a caregiver here, you know, somebody that's always caring for other individuals. I also call this maybe my every mom in America formula, right? Okay. Because mothers give themselves away for their family for years and years. And so this individual kind of takes the weight of the world in their shoulders. Mm-hmm. So if you're one of those that when you know, you see an animal that's hurting, you feel the pain of that, you know, your stress is just a little bit more emotional. At Ease is the right formula for you. And so we're going to do some of the same things. We want to work on stress because that is stressful as well. But the nourishing, the supporting part is a little bit different. We want to support emotional stress differently than we're going to support physical stress.
So you're not this one doesn't have support to deliver then?
That's correct.
Okay. So what does this support?
The support that we're going to do here is more than anything for the brain, specifically neurotransmitters. So we want to have balance of neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine. So all of these neurotransmitters are a brain chemical. And when those neurotransmitters are in balance, my brain doesn't feel sensations of anxiety and worry as much. We're able to think clearly and focus and concentrate. It just allows a little bit of coming down from the anxiousness and the care that we are taking on from other people's pain, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And then the third one is Enjoy.
Yeah, Enjoy.
And you know, the way it seems like it would be another kind of stimulant, but let's see, what's Enjoy about?
Yeah, so Enjoy is for that individuals whose stress is a little bit more depressive stress. So the individual who's down and just has a hard time just kind of looking up and seeing the glasses half full instead of half empty and finding the bright side of things. And sometimes it's hard, right?
Right.
Living
depressive
in a tough world.
Is like right. Depression?
Yeah, yes, along the lines of depression most certainly. So this is the individual where we need to pick you up a little bit. So it's a unique type of a stress. We're going to work on a depressive or depression type formula.
Where does it come from? Is it situational or clinical? Or?
This formula will work for you regardless of kind of where you're at in that spectrum. So it could be somebody who is really struggling significantly with depression, or it can be that individual that's just going through a tough period in life. Or, you know what, we're in the Midwest and we don't see the sunshine for a long time sometimes around here, and we're all a little bit down. So we can use it for that short season if we need it, or you can stay on a formula like that for a longer period of time if you really need a lot more support.
And how did you decide to break this down into three categories, and what gave you that inspiration?
Yeah, so it's one of those things that just, it develops over time, you know, and I've been, you know, talking to people about their health issues for literally my whole life. And when you do something for a long period of time, right?
Right.
You know people, and you see the different personalities in individuals, and then you start to research and figure out, okay, for this one individual, I need to address it differently. And I see that while you're still stressed, that stress in you creates a different weakness than the physical stress. Mm-hmm. And so I realized I have to support you a little bit different. And so we've taken just honestly years to research and develop these things to make sure that we're going to give you the exact herbs and right nourishing nutrients to help you quickly and completely. So all of these formulas are designed to nourish the body specific to the issue that's unique to you in this type of stress. Mm-hmm. We're going to step back and support all of the systems in your body that are involved in that stress response. And our end goal here is to create balance in your body. Because especially as it relates to stress, if I can create balance in your body, you're going to feel really, really good. Balance is perfection in the body when it comes to organs and body systems.
How long? Okay, so I get this. How long does it take where I start feeling an
effect? Great question. How long does it take? Each formula has a slightly different time period it works in. And I will say it does depend a little bit on the individual, because even within each three categories, of course, we're unique, right? Mm-hmm. We can't simplify people quite as much as we have three different people and that's it. That's the way life is, right? But generally speaking, true energy, you're going to take a dose of that and you're going to feel that energy today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't take a week for that to build up in the system and start to work. You're going to feel the energy today. At ease, if your personality within that emotional health is quite anxious, it's not uncommon to start to feel coming down from that anxiousness within the hour or two. Mm-hmm. If you're the type of individual who's using it and it's not so much anxiety, but it's the emotional stress from caring for others, you might notice within a couple of days you have more energy than you thought was possible, and you're just a little more balanced than what you thought you even needed. So it might be just a couple of days before you really start to feel it that way. When it comes to enjoy and for that depressive stress, I find there it's a slower lift. So I'm looking for results that you'll notice within the first week to 10 days, and it's going to be a nice gradual lift up.
Mm-hmm. Well, the true energy. I shouldn't take this home and take it tonight. It should be in the morning because it'll keep me up. Would it keep me up?
Morning is the best time to take it, but because there are no stimulants here, it will not keep you up. That's the interesting thing about this.
So you just feel clear.
That's right. You will feel, I kind of joke and say, you remember the one day where your energy was fantastic and mm-hmm. you woke up in the morning and you felt good and you jumped out of bed and you didn't hit snooze and you went all day. And then what? At nighttime, your brain just quieted down and you went to sleep. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be like all the time, right? Yeah. So that's what we're doing with your energy.
Okay. So what happens if you take it for a while and then you stop taking it? What are the effects?
Great question. Because we're not stimulating the body, there's nothing to come down off. And that's true of all three of these formulas, by the way. The nourishing approach is long-lasting, and there's no addiction, there's no habit forming to this. So just like you can eat a really good meal, for a few months in a row and do really well, and then, stop eating that same food, you're not going to have a side effect from stopping to eat that food.
Yeah. So this red brand, it's your brand.
It is.
What other items do you carry in this? I mean, do you have a whole section? Do you have stores other than your own that you supply?
Yeah. So Red Remedies, I have about 40 different formulas that we make, and we're sold in about 3,000 stores around the United States.
Wow. So you have a co-packer.
You're
not sitting there at your dining room table, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're
correct.
Such a down-to-earth kind of guy. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that you're in that many stores and you're doing that, that's great.
I spend the majority of my time traveling around the U.S. giving lectures on health and nutrition. That's what I spend most of my time doing, and it's a wonderful thing. So, if you go to redremedies.com or you go to Sunrise Health Foods, we've got them all on the shelf there. You can go to our website and take a look at the different formulas and see what we have. But, about 40 different health formulas. And again,
are they all herbs? I mean, are there fish pills? Are there...
Yeah, so they're predominantly herbs, but we do incorporate vitamins and minerals, amino acids, where that is appropriate or makes sense for us to accomplish a goal. And so, I even use some enzymes and some probiotics, but the formulas in generally are, I've got immune formulas and allergy formulas and joint formulas and pain formulas and that type of thing.
Who we got there, Sharon?
Yeah, Sandra from Griffith is on the line.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Nice to hear from you. You got a question for our Dr. Dan here from the Sunrise Health Foods out of Valparaiso?
I do. I was interested in hearing about the True Energy. I have Hashimoto's. So I was wondering if that's a gluten-free, soy-free, an organic formula?
Great question. All of our formulas are gluten-free. And I'm thinking real quick on soy. I believe most every formula I have is soy-free. I would have to look at the list to see if there might be one that has soy. But you can look at our labels and know on that. When it comes to organic, that's a question that isn't so relevant to the things that I'm doing. And so it might be a little hard to explain that one real quick because I'm extremely passionate about organics. But when it comes to herbal extract, most of these herbs that we're using, they're not even available on the market in what we would consider to be, you know, the typical certified organic. Many of them are wildcrafted. Many of them are grown by, you know, in remote areas of the world where families have been growing these herbs for generations. And so the idea of certifying them organic isn't something that's really it doesn't quite happen with these herbs, if that makes sense.
It does. So they're not grown with pesticides per se.
Oh,
they're
great question. Yeah, so they are not grown with pesticides, and we test for I think the list is about 500 different pesticides that we test all of our formulas for, including glyphosate, by the way. Our testing protocols are quite extensive because I do know it's incredibly important. While I know the quality of herbs that we're buying is remarkable, we need to come home and make sure that we hold our suppliers accountable to that. And so we're testing for hundreds and hundreds of pesticides, you know, with a tolerance of essentially zero.
Great.
Now, her original question was she has Hashimoto?
Yeah, Hashimoto's. Yeah.
Can you tell me about that? I've never heard of it. Go ahead, tell me.
Yeah, so obviously you have an autoimmune issue that's kind of affecting the thyroid. And you probably heard me talk about True Energy supporting adrenal thyroid and liver health. So, so True Energy does provide support for the thyroid. Thyroid is, as you know, a difficult organ to make sure that we're addressing properly. Thyroid doesn't function on its own. It functions within the context of the endocrine system. And so you can kind of look at the thyroid as a member of the family. But boy, if the whole family's not getting along, we've got trouble, right?
Exactly. And so I'm finding all of this out. I'm about a year and a half into it, but there's so much more to learn.
Certainly. Our True Energy formula is designed to provide a little bit of nourishment for the thyroid that I would say all of us need. It is not designed to be enough for somebody like you. We have another formula called Thyroid Strong, which is obviously very specifically for thyroid. And that formula, while it's going to target the thyroid, it does have nourishment or support in it for the rest of the family. So it's going to support the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenals, and so forth. So you're going to want to look at Thyroid Strong. You might also look at our Immune Advanced formula, which is going to help support an immune system for somebody like you, where your immune system is, I'll just say it's not functioning normally or properly, okay?
Right.
Do you have a store close to Griffith, or is Valparaiso the closest?
Valparaiso is going to be the closest for you. So, yeah, pop up to Valparaiso and take a look at those. And we've got a wonderful team there that can help answer your
beautiful
questions.
Beautiful store, too. It has been redone. I remember the store that was there before that. It had a little bit of a more kind of dilapidated a little bit. But you know what? When you go in there now, nice black shelves, really sleek. You guys do sampling and stuff like that, too. Yeah. So, Sandra, thanks for calling in. And what we're going to do is send you out a gift card to Sunrise Health Foods. And this one will be out in Valparaiso.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Folks, we only have maybe 20 minutes left. This has really went by fast. We haven't even talked about the rest of the operations. But we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and speak with Dan. He's from Sunrise Health Foods out of Valparaiso. And Dan, I mean, you got five operations, but now that I'm talking to you and you're opening my eyes, you've probably traveled all over the world.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean,
we've done a fair amount of travel, not just, you know, obviously here in the
U.S. Do you check
US,
some of these places out that do the herbs and grow these special things?
We do. Yeah. I wish that I could say I've been to every farmer that we work with.
Yeah,
and that would be, it would take more than a lifetime to accomplish that. But it is pretty exciting when we can spend time working with the suppliers that we have and really deepening and building those relationships and hearing the passion they have about maybe that one herb or that two herb that they have a specialty in.
Where's some of the most exotic place you've ever been to?
Well, probably, at least in my mind, China. And I'll bring that one up because I also know, you know, listeners are going to say, oh, boy.
I know.
So he gets stuff from China, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that okay?
Yeah.
You know, are we just trying to save money? Is that why we get stuff there? But I'll tell you, the tradition and understanding and appreciation for herbs in the Chinese culture is like none other. There are really amazing herbs coming out of China. And I know our idea of China typically is that whole image of Beijing, right, mm-hmm. where we've got smoke coming off
right.
of the
everyone's wearing
industry,
a mask
and there's runoff and all of that. But, you know, we don't get herbs from Beijing any more than we get herbs from Manhattan or Chicago here in the U.S., mm-hmm. right? I mean, you would never do that. There's very clean, beautiful areas of this country, and the same is true of China. 90% of China is remote, mountainous, and not populated heavily. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the population in China is in the cities. Mm-hmm. And so there are really remarkable herbs that we get from China. Herbs, honestly, that I wouldn't want to get from anywhere else in the world, even though I could. So we have great relationships there. But then again, we come whole, we hold them accountable. Great testing protocols that we need to have in place to test for, you know, identity and potency and purity and make sure pesticides aren't there and all of those types of things.
Now, are there certain herbs that can only be grown in certain places?
Oh, most certainly.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do get a lot of herbs from China, and many of them, to be honest, they aren't grown. They can't be grown in any other environment. And so we do get many of them there. But then, like I said, there's a lot of herbs I have choices to get them from the U.S., for example. And I still sometimes will get those herbs from China because they're just better quality. Now, don't hear me wrong. I get a lot of things from the U.S. as well. But I just kind of like to make that point that the culture of herbs in China is wonderful. At the same time, you know, it can be scary. You don't want to buy herbs that, you know, come from one of the markets, if you will, in China, mm-hmm. where you have no idea what you're buying. Our relationships are direct back with the farmers.
Do we have somebody on the line? Oh, okay. I thought we had
somebody leaving a message for you.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
That's like, okay. Yeah. Why don't you tell everyone, first, if you want to call in, 769-9577. 769-9577 and get a gift card from Sunrise Health Foods out of Valparaiso. We have Dan Chapman in here. You might as well call him Dr. Dan. And you know what I want to ask you, Dr. Dan?
It's his life's work.
It is his life work. Yeah. What is your supplement routine every day?
Oh, yeah.
Personally.
If you don't mind sharing. You know.
Absolutely. Well, I'll go back to True Energy. Actually, interestingly enough, True Energy is the first supplement I ever made at Red Remedies in 2005. It's still my favorite. I take that product every morning and I love it. But I take a lot of other things as well. We have a product called Nerve Shield, which protects the nerves in the body, the peripheral nervous system. Mm-hmm. And I take some Nerve Shield because I've had an issue with a hip injury mm-hmm. That caused a little bit of nerve damage. And that does a really wonderful job to kind of heal those nerves. So Nerve Shield's been one that I've been on the last few months.
What do you take? If you don't, what do you take as a core every day?
Yeah, so
I have a core.
Yep.
Core, I call them the six I take every morning. Yeah. I have a core six, and I'm going to try this True Energy next. So I might have a core seven coming up.
I take a multivitamin every day. I like to take a multi that, and this is not a Red Remedies product, by the way. We've got great multis at Sunrise. I take multis that are generally designed at two or three a day. I'm not a fan of a one a day, only because in a one a day, you don't see a balance of vitamins and minerals. Hmm. So it doesn't, that's not a quality comment. It's a balance of nutrients comment. You can't get a good balance of nutrients in one pill, in a multi. It just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So I'll take a two or a three a day multi. I take a fish oil every day. I'll take some other fats, but I'll cycle those on and off. But my fish oil is my everyday. Mm-hmm. There's great brands out there. I love Nordic Naturals. I love Carlson. Another thing that I'll take consistently is a probiotic. Mm-hmm. I might not do that every day because digestive for me is good, but I will take a probiotic a couple of times a week, just enough to make sure that I'm keeping balance there. So those are my everydays. One other that's just been a constant for me is a product called Brain Awakening. Because I'll tell you one thing, is I want my brain to be sharp, mm-hmm. right? I read a lot. I have to remember a lot. I have to recall a lot. I want to make sure the brain is sharp.
Okay, so if you forget to take it, do you notice a difference?
Okay. again, Brain Awakening, by the way, is one of my Red Remedies products. And my whole philosophy and formulation is nourishing, supporting, and creating balance. When you do things that way and you miss a day, it's okay.
Okay.
I mean, you aren't going to notice it because we're not pushing and stimulating. We are giving your body the nourishment it needs in order to function properly. And our bodies are amazing at handling that. So if I missed it for a month or two, yes, I would notice it. But for a day or two, it's no problem.
And foods don't do this? I mean, there's not any kind of food that
you recommend superfoods
eat that would do the same thing as these things,
great
these supplements?
Question. So a lot of the supplements that I take, I know that maybe you're not thinking about them as foods, but I honestly, even though we call them dietary supplements, they're herbs. And I really look at herbs as my super nutrient-dense foods.
Concentrate.
Yeah, and so most of these things are those herbs that I'm taking. They're very nourishing. If you looked at what they were, they're all extremely nutrient-dense, and they seem to have ability to nourish specific areas or parts of our body. So I love the idea of nourishing. But to answer your question directly—
Take it in place of food?
No, I'm a huge advocate of eating a well-balanced meal. I'm a huge advocate of eating organics because I know when you eat organic food, the amount of vitamins and minerals in that organic food is many times more so than something grown conventionally. And that's just, it's been proven over and over again now. So it's not just the theory we had from the 60s and 70s, it's been proven. And so the more nutrients that I get from my food, the healthier my body is going to be. But I recognize that the world that we live in today is very, very different than the world that we used to live in many years ago. We have more stress, more toxins in our environment, more things that are disrupting my body. And so it's kind of like, again, going back to that idea of driving the car 80 miles an hour down the expressway. You know, you may not need the same level of nourishment if you didn't have all of the toxins coming at us, all of the things that disrupt our you know, hormones and endocrine system and so forth, all of those things that are causing us to use up or burn more of those finite nutrient resources in the body. And it's those stressors that are doing that. And so it requires us to not just eat well, but I believe to supplement some of these things. And you'll know it's true too, because when you start doing this, you're going to feel better.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's what? Ambient stress, right? There's a stress in the air, like coming at you in waves.
There is stress all around us. And so that's, you're exactly right. When I talk about stress, I really define it more as stressors. A stressor is anything that is surrounding you that causes your body to come out of balance. And whenever your body comes out of balance or homeostasis, it then needs to spend some of its energy to put that thing back into balance. So stress is the great robber of energy in our body.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying, Nick, is that ambient stress, so somebody close to you is having a rough time, that's stress.
Yes, absolutely.
That would be more like that at
balance.
Ease.
Yes.
Yeah. That would help you balance it out.
Yep. Yeah.
Folks, you want to balance your stress, call in 769-9577. 769-9577. We have Sunrise Health Foods here. We have Dan Chapman here. We got only 10 minutes left. And really, at Sunrise Health Stores, they don't just have vitamins. You have an array of stuff, okay? Tell us what's trending let's call it a grocery store, the health grocery store. What's trending over there?
Yeah, so fermented foods probably more than anything. Beer and wine is a fermented food, right? And you're
right.
Thinking, this is great, Nick says. All right. Well, yes, that is a fermented food, but things like sauerkraut, that's a fermented food.
Really?
Kombucha is a fermented drink.
Right.
And so what's special about fermentation is essentially it kind of breaks a food down a bit and makes it easier to digest. When you break something down like that, it releases a host of enzymes that are not in that food pre-fermentation.
Okay.
And so when you wake up all of these enzymes in a food, it helps digestion. It kind of like potentially it's the nutrients that are naturally found in that food. And so
I think you're ahead of the trend. I've heard about some of those things, but I didn't know that fermented foods was a kind of a trending thing. So you have a section of fermented foods?
It's not a section per se, but we're finding more and more fermented foods throughout the store, including in some supplements even. Actually, I just came up with a formula last year for the immune system where I fermented.
I can imagine he's got all kinds of like little lab kit and going on. Is that how it is at your house?
It kind of feels that way.
So the fermented food, is that like it takes care of one of the steps in the digestion process for you? It's further along?
Yeah, so I won't say it does it for you, but it certainly helps that process significantly because we know digestion is another big issue that so many of us have.
Big, right? Isn't it big in the United States?
It absolutely is.
Why is that?
It's just what we eat.
Because of bad foods and toxins?
You're not taking true energy.
Well, because we're talking about stress, I'll relate it to that today.
Okay.
Because when you're under chronic stress, your body actually shuts down digestion.
It kind of tightens up, doesn't it?
It tightens up, which is why, you know, if you've ever heard me say, don't eat when you're angry, don't eat when you're stressed, there's actually a health reason for that. Hmm. When you're angry and stressed, your body takes that energy from digestion. It kind of puts it in the muscles, right? Wow. We can feel that happen. So that's why we shouldn't eat when we're stressed. So that's one component, you know, and then in addition to the fact that a lot of the foods we're eating today are not easy to digest. Many of them, I would say that stuff isn't even food that they put on the shelf of a grocery store.
Yeah. Now, talking about grocery stores, what do you offer at Sunrise Health Foods?
Yeah, so we are, I'd say we are a smaller scale but full-spectrum grocery, right? So we offer everything that you would see at a regular grocery store, if you will, but we're not the size of a you know, Jewel.
Right.
Right, or a Kroger.
But you have fresh produce?
We have produce, and we have juice bars, and we have, you know, your fresh breads, and we have milk and dairy items and butter and chips and all of those things. Then, of course, we have natural body care without all the chemicals, shampoos and, you know, toothpaste and deodorants and makeup and all of those things, as well as, of course, a lot of vitamins and supplements like you would expect.
And meats? You carry certain meats?
We
do. Lunch meats?
We have lunch meat, we have steaks, and we have chicken, and we have lamb, and we have pork.
Wow.
You know, and when you're talking about meat, our meat section is really pretty special. It's all small farm. For those that want to eat meat, I think it's good. I think it's healthy, but if you're going to eat meat, the animal has to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot feed an animal such as a cow grain, which is not going to make a cow healthy, and then eat that and expect to have, you know, a healthy body. We need to eat an animal that is fed the food that it should be fed, that should be treated the way it should be treated, and then that meat is healthy for us, and even then, though, in smaller quantities.
Why are
we
feeding it grain?
We feed it grain because it makes the animal fatter,
it's
quicker.
Cheap.
It grows quicker. When the meat has more fat in it, maybe you know, we tend to like meat with fat in it, so it makes it tender. And probably more than anything, the animal grows larger and grows faster, so we can turn it over and make more money.
So you carry cheeses?
We do.
Okay. So all these items you carry pretty much fit underneath the category of no GMOs?
Absolutely, yeah.
Organic?
Right, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's just not like you can just go to your regular, you know, it's a little different.
That's right, yeah. We have strict guidelines on what we will and will not put on the shelves of our store, and I would much rather focus on organics, because if it's organic, by nature, it is then not GMO, right?
Right.
And of course, we're doing a lot of things with non-GMOs where organic isn't the option, but that's extremely important.
Grab and go? You do some grab-and-go items?
We do in not in our Valparaiso store. That's actually – Valparaiso is our smallest store
really?
Of the bunch.
You know, in Sharon, the Valparaiso store is actually a really pretty store.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that store. That's the one. And it seems like – I'm an older guy. So back in the 60s, grocery stores weren't as big as they are now. They were pretty much like about that size.
Yeah.
That you're at. So it's like an old-fashioned, smaller-sized store.
And what are your other locations?
Yeah, so hop the border to Illinois and go to our Lansing store.
Okay.
The Lansing store has actually been in that location since the late 60s.
Wow.
And that's – we've got a nice, big certified organic produce set. Actually, for produce, we won't stock anything except for certified organic. We've got a great juice bar there. We've got some great grab-and-go items there, soups and sandwiches and salads and things like that. So we don't do full kitchens, but we do grab-and-go items, things like that.
Now, and that's the one your mom started? Is that the store your mother started?
Absolutely, yep, yep. And then we have another store in Flossmoor and in Country Club Hills, which are, you know, not too far west of here. Mm-hmm. And then the new one feels like it's a world away. It's down in Peoria, Illinois.
It is pretty far, isn't it? That is a world away.
Right.
How about pet stuff?
We do have natural pet products as well. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yep.
And you deal with cosmetics and hair and all that. Can my wife... she's got to do something because she's been always going to the same place, but all of a sudden now she's having like an allergy towards the makeup.
Yeah. You know, the things that we put on our body are some of the most significant things to pay attention to. There are so many chemicals in, you know, I'll just say cosmetics, shampoos and soaps and all of those types of things. So we really need to be careful with what we put on our body. And we need to understand that the skin is the largest organ in our body, and the skin will absorb what you put on it. And so we want to be careful. We don't put toxins and chemicals on our skin.
So tell us about some of your services, because you do offer some services.
Yeah, certainly. You know, probably the best way to summarize the services at Sunrise is we consider ourselves a local family grocery that is there to help you make good food selections and good choices. So when you come in, if you've got a question or you want to follow a special diet or if you've got a health issue and you just don't know what to do, that's okay. Come on in, talk to somebody on our team. We'll answer your questions. We'll walk you through. As you said, we sample things all the time because sometimes you want to come in, you're like, what is that? Mm-hmm. What will that taste like? I'm not sure.
Right. You know, you don't want to buy something you don't know.
We're going to be friendly. We're going to be easy to work with. And our goal is to help you improve your life and achieve your health goals.
Do you have any examples of people or a person who maybe wasn't so well when they came into your store and then they, you know, over time they got well?
I got to be honest, I have thousands of people like
really?
That. I mean, I've been doing this for kind of a lifetime. There are literally thousands of people that have come to this, especially if I look back to those early days, you know, 70s, 80s,
when
early
90s. When this was 90s, all new, and it's like, wow, this really made a difference.
Yeah, and at that time, you know, a lot of our customers were those that were sick and were coming in. Today, I mean, we get all kinds of folks that are, you know, perfectly healthy. They just want to live, you know, a life of optimal health. But certainly back in the, you know, like the 80s and 90s, so many customers would come in, like my mom, who had really serious health issues. And, you know, a lot of those folks are still customers today. You know, they've been around a long time if they call me Danny. Okay.
That's how it is. They know me. If they call me Nikki, they, right. You know, I've known them since I've been a kid.
Right.
We only got a couple minutes left. Tell us about your e-perks.
Right. So, yeah, we've got a reward system at Sunrise called Healthy Perks. Mm-hmm. So you come in and sign up for that. And, you know, that's a program that we continue to kind of develop. But essentially, we just want to make you part of the family. We're able to tell you about specials and events and different things we have going on. And then the beautiful thing about that is when we've got, you know, new items, mm-hmm. and we have lots of different new items in the natural food industry, we always have, you know, we'll come out with a chip made of cauliflower. Who in the world makes a chip made out of cauliflower, right?
Well, they make everything out of cauliflower now.
Right? They do today.
Yeah.
But all of that stuff starts. I mean, we're always the first one to get that type of thing. And then if something gets popular like that, then you might end up seeing it in the grocery store. But we're going to have all kinds of different, you know, snack items and food items that you may not see other places. And I'll tell you, most of them taste great today.
Yeah, compared to they were 20 years ago. Yeah, yeah, I remember when it all started.
Yeah, it's not the granola and nuts and stuff that I grew up on, right?
So what are the hours? Are you guys open 7 days a week?
We're closed on Sundays.
Thank you.
And in our hours in Valparaiso, boy, I should know this, right? Otherwise, you know, I'm a bad guy. Probably, I think our hours there are 9 to 7,
okay.
Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
We're open just a little bit later in our Lansing, Flossmoor, and Country Club Hill stores, but Valparaiso, I believe, is 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday.
So, Dan, I'm going to give you about a minute here. Just tell us what you want to tell us.
I appreciate being on. You know,
we appreciate believe me.
Yeah.
You make my job fun. You made it easy for me.
Very easy.
The thing that excites me and the thing that you're going to find excites, you know, the whole team at Sunrise Health Foods is we get excited when you come in and you see and you try something new, mm-hmm. and you love it. We get excited when you come back and tell us how, hey, I came in last month and you told me this and I did that and it worked and I feel great today. I never get tired of those stories. And I'll tell you, every time I hear them, I'm still amazed. I'm amazed at the results that people can get by doing something like taking a couple of pills,
right.
You know, or changing sometimes something so small in your diet. And so don't feel like, okay, it's the new year and I made a resolution and I have to change everything. Don't do that. Change one thing. Make one positive change today and stick with it for the future.
Step by step, right?
That's right.
We want to thank Dan Chapman from Sunrise Health Foods out of Valparaiso, and he's got another 4 locations that he mentioned. I know you're trying to call in, but it's a little bit too late now. Maybe Sharon will take your address, and we'll still send you out a gift card to Sunrise Foods.
Thanks for having me.
We want to thank Dan for joining us on the station. He's a busy man. Thanks. Made our job easy today, right, Sharon?
Absolutely.
And you know what?
I enjoyed having you.
This is probably one of the greatest jobs right here on the radio, to give information out to the public. So we want everyone to have a great weekend. Be healthy. Stay healthy. Try some red supplements. Be safe. And all I got to say is Yasu.